If you ever want to get your health back, you've got to change your entire concept of disease. Right now, the American public have been taught by every idiotic idea that comes over the boob tube that disease is due to everything on earth except the real thing. They claim it's due to your heredity, that's due to your job, what you're doing, smog in the air. They charge everything on earth except the one and only cause of disease. Another thing we're guilty of, all of us want a specific cure for each specific disease. That is the biggest fallacy the human race ever lived under. But that's what you want, so that's what they do. The doctors give you every kind of a pill. They got a different pill, a different drug for every little ache and pain. Now, what is the truth as far as nature is concerned and as natural science is concerned as the cause of disease? It isn't very far to find it. 340 years ago, an Englishman by the name of John Harvey gave us the secret. He gave us the law. And it's never been changed before or since, and was the real law from the beginning of time. And he said this, in a mammal animal, now there's all kinds of mammal animals, dogs, cats, mice, anything that produces milk for the offspring is a mammal. In a mammal animal, every cell of your body is served by the blood, which does three things. It nourishes the cell, replaces the worn-out parts, and carries away the waste products. Now, that is a scientific fact. There's no fallacy about it. There's no getting around it. Every doctor knows it. Every scientist knows it. And they accept it. But do you ever see anybody tell you anything about it? If you had been born in the last century, as I was, you would have found that out in your school as a little child. From the first things you'd learn before you're 10 years old was that law. Every cell of your body is served by the blood, which does three things. Nourishes the cell, replaces the worn out parts, and carries away the waste products. And all of the reputation that the medical profession lives on today was made by the men who followed that law. Then, if anything happens and goes wrong with your body, it is only because the material you put into that bloodstream was not of the character and the quality necessary to get the job done. So if you don't put the right material in the bloodstream, then the blood cannot nourish all the cells. What are the cells that suffer first? The eliminative cells, the ones that get rid of the waste products of the body. What are they? There's only four of them, skin, the bowels, the kidneys, and the lungs. So they suffer. And the one that suffers first and most is the bowel. The AMA comes out and says, you don't absorb any poisons or anything from the colon, therefore pay no attention to it. Now, up until 1920, if you went to a hospital for an operation, you were put in charge of a nurse. And this nurse was supposed to take you in and clean your bowel out with a colonic. And if she didn't do it, and you went on the operating table, and the doctor found this colon full of fecal matter, you were fired and blacklisted from ever coming back again to a hospital. Now that's how it was up till 1923. What happened in 1923? Some paid prostitute of the chemical industry wrote a big book. Oh, he had all kinds of names and backs of them. Some great big doctor paid to write it, and he writes this book and says, "This you don't absorb any poisons from the colon, so why pay any attention to it?" So from that day to this, they've paid no attention to it. You've paid no attention to it. The United States has paid no attention to it. So the result is we're all sick. Now, the other thing on point, don't matter what ailment you have in your body, whether it's the ache in the neck, whether it's the pain up here or pain back here, or whether it's the bowel or colon, anywhere if you've got a pain, it is due to the colon. Then, ladies and gentlemen, that being true, and it is true, if there's anything wrong with you, why under God's name are you chasing all over the world trying to find a pill for this, the pill for that, or drink for this, or a vitamin for that, and so forth? All you need to do is to clean that colon out and be sure it is clean and everything disappears. Your diseases all disappear, providing after you clean it out, you put perfect material into the bloodstream. Now, here is the science of how to heal anything. Number one, clean out the colon. Number two, clean out the alimentary canal above the colon. Number three, clean out the bloodstream. And number four, put perfect material into that bloodstream. Now, that is the cure for any and all diseases. And all the doctors and the famed doctors of the world combined cannot change it, because it's according to law, God's law. Every one of you are more particular about that colon. You're afraid to talk about it. You'll talk about sex and all its filth before you'll talk about your colon. And you'll say you're up and down, you swear up and down that your colon's all right. And everybody believes their colon is in good shape. Why? Because that's all they've ever been taught, that the colon is all right. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have any disease that you are doctoring for, I don't care what it is, from cancer, heart trouble, leukemia, anything at all, you're not going to get rid of it, regardless of what you do or how many millions you spend on it, until the colon is cleaned. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to emphasize this. I don't care what disease you have. You've got a bad colon, you wouldn't have it. So anybody that has any aches or pains or trouble with their teeth or trouble with any part of their body, it's because there is something still in that colon. Now, let me give an illustration of how important that is. Last Christmas Day, a minister in my hometown, I didn't belong to his church, but I did know, and I went to his church quite frequently on visits. He knew me, but I didn't know him. I knew of him, saw him in the pulpit, never met him close up. He called me up and wanted to know if I would be in my home, and I said yes. He goes over, and he had almost tears in his eyes because he was a very sincere individual. They brought his wife home from the hospital. She had cancer of the pancreas, and it was so bad that they had used radium on her, and then they'd used cobalt, and her head was just as bald as Kojak's, or Earl Brunner, or what his name is, Yul Brunner, was just like that. Everything was burned off. They sent her home because it was the next day was Christmas Day, and they sent her home and told her husband that she only had from 2 to 5 days to live, so she might as well send him that spend Christmas at home. Well, he came over to see me. He'd heard about me, so he said, "Can you do anything?" I said, "I don't know, but I can try. Pretty late to do anything." So I sent a friend of mine, one of my distributors, who is very good at giving colonics, over to them, and I had her clean her out. And then she couldn't be there all the time, so they hired another woman to clean her out. Now, my instructions were, if they've got to get in there, starting down here, and clean it out all the way up, across, and down. All right, they worked hard at it for a whole 3 or 4 or 5 days, and they got up to about here. Just, in fact, a little bit higher than that, and then they said they couldn't get anymore. It was all clean. The water came out clean from then on. So the two of them worked on her for a long while. In the meantime, you put her on a diet in which she couldn't eat anything for 7 days. And the other things that we have to do, we cleaned the colon out and tried to clean the inside of the body. And she recovered enough to put some weight on. She put on 8 pounds of weight, and he was tickled to death. Then I had to go on a trip, and I was gone for 2 weeks. And when I came back, he called me up, and he said, "She's had a relapse." And I said, "In what way?" "Well," she said, "we thought she was getting along good. Now she's back down to where she was, and looks as though we're not going to save her." Well, I said, "Then the gals didn't do the job of cleaning her bowel out." "Well," they said, "they couldn't find anything more in there." Well, I said, "Listen, you come over here, and I want to show you what you've got to do. Don't trust anybody on the outside. You're going to lose her if you don't do it." And I said, "What has happened is this. They've gone up into here all right. They've got that far, and that helped her some. But when she went to go across here, there isn't anything there. It's dropped way down out of sight. So it's like one of these over here that you can't find. That one there, you'd have to go way down. You wouldn't even think of going down that far. Or one like this one. Any of them shows exactly what happened." I said, "You've got to get in there yourself and use strong coffee enema. Make yourself coffee by using about 12 well-rounded tablespoonfuls to the gallon. We don't want you to use instant coffee, the old-fashioned coffee. Put it on the stove, boil the devil out of it. You're not interested in the caffeine. You just want to get all the caffeine in there you can. You make it like a hobo would do out in the woods when he just put it in a pan and boil it. And do about 12 tablespoonfuls to a gallon. Make yourself a gallon to start with. Then let the temperature fall down, in other words, or you put a little water in to cool it off, but let it down so that when you put your elbow in it, you can't feel any heat or cold. In other words, you don't feel anything but the water. And then don't have the enema more, that is the bag, more than 20 inches above the rectum. You lie down on the bathroom floor and take the little applicator and lay on your left side. Put some pillows and so forth, anything you want to from here up, but leave the rest of it bare. And let a little tiny bit in. Now, here is the secret of a successful enema. Don't let that thing in there and let it run. Before you go, let it in there, see how long it takes to fill a cup half full. And it doesn't take but a couple seconds to fill the cup half full. Then you stop it and get over on your knee chest position. You get down on two knees, and if you're right-handed, and your left arm. Therefore, your stomach extends down, and you take your hands down in under there and massage. Down that, so I can get down here. How long do you massage it? Keep mixing it. Keep mixing with the water or with the coffee until you don't have any desire to go to the toilet. In other words, if you let it run in fast or too much, you'll instantly the valves will contract, the muscles will contract, and you have to go to the toilet, and it shoots it all out. There's nothing but water. You haven't accomplished anything, and coffee's pretty expensive to throw away. So don't waste it. So then you come back again after you've massaged it, and you let a little tiny bit more, not much, not over a half a cup, then get back on your knees. Now this will take you an hour to do the thing right. And massage more and more. And you keep that up for a whole hour before you massage and get all the way up there and across. Now, if you do it right, if you're patient, if every time you put a half a cup in, you get out and massage it, you can put a whole 2.5, well, yeah, the man can put 2.5, and a woman can only put 2 quarts of that coffee inside without letting any of it out. Now, that's the successful way to do it. There is only one way under that God knows of to how to clean the bloodstream, and they've been doing it for thousands of years, and that means a fast. You've got to go on a 7-day fast. You should do that morning and night for the first 3 days, even if you have to take a day off in the morning to do it, morning and night. Then if you want to, you can change over to a lemon enema, but then go back to the coffee. Or you can change over to an Epsom salts enema, then go back to the coffee. Or you can change over, if you want to a, I can't tell you that one. That's commercial. Now, I've been working for a long time, and about 4 or 6 years ago, we found the answer to the whole problem. I didn't believe it myself for 2 years, because I can't blame you people if you don't believe me. It took me 2 years to actually working on it to find out. But this colonic board here can revolutionize the health of this nation as nothing else ever can. Here's what we found. We found that when you go on this cleansing program, you have to take 2 products that clean the colon and clean the body, clean the whole alimentary canal. One of them is a product made out of what is originally bentonite, but it's actually montmorillonite. It's the finest molecule known, and it will pick up the poisons out of the alimentary canal. It can't go in the blood, but it'll pick everything out of the alimentary canal, including the colon. That's number one. Number two, we use a psyllium seed. Now, there's as many different psyllium seeds as there are different kinds of apples. But we find that there's only one that does the job that we insist upon doing, and it comes from a little bush grown over in Pakistan and northern India. So we want you to, every day, the morning when you get up, first thing, you take a jar. The coffee jar is good because it has a big, great big cover and it's easy to handle. And put in there about orange juice and about 2 tablespoonfuls of orange juice, big ones. Put that in the bottom. Then put about 10 ounces of water in there. And then put 1 tablespoonful of this, or if you can afford it, put 2 in. And then after you've done everything else, the last thing, put a heaping teaspoonful of this on top of it.
put the cover on and violently shake it for about 10 seconds. And then don't try to put it into a glass and drink it. Drink it right down out of the bottle you mixed it in, because it solidifies quite rapidly. The reason we put the fruit in there is to keep it from solidifying instantly, because it does it too fast. You couldn't get it down. Now, we do that, this whole rigmarole, 5 times a day, 3 hours apart. In between there, with 90 minutes in between, we want you to take our particular Green Life here, that is a green grass product, and one of our wheat germ, which is altogether different from any wheat germ you can buy in any drugstore and where else. Our wheat germ, we don't do anything to it, and we don't try to get your analysis on it of high E and so forth. We leave it the way God made it. I don't care how much He puts in there. We'll take it the way He puts it. Then we want you to have some of our vitamin C, which has no ascorbic acid in it. It is purely made out of old Spanish orange, the most bitter piece of orange in the world, terribly bitter. But it's got twice as much vitamin C as the best one in the market, which is Acerola. In other words, it has twice as much as Acerola in it. When you get the whole thing is natural vitamin C. So we want you to take one of those in between. Now, if you take the other 5 times, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 in between. So you want you to take 6 of these 4 times a day. That'll be 24 of them before the day's over. And 4 of these and 4 of these over here. That's the cleansing program. Now, that program will do a better job than anything has ever been on the market. Some of the leading authorities on our board say that, even though they sell something else. But it won't do the job it's supposed to do unless you get the colon clean. Now, that's what I want to cover, is this colonic board. All these years that I'm... Can you come up and show this? Hold it up here for them. We want you to put this bucket full of five... Where's the other? You have two of them? Oh, yes. Put that up there, way up high. Put it at least 20 inches above the rectum. Not more than 30 inches, but practically 2 feet above the rectum. We don't want any pressure put on the colon. You're going to do this yourself. There's nobody else around going to help you do it. Now, you put the working part of this board down there at the other end. That's it. Now you're getting somewhere. Assume the other end is the toilet. It'll be on the same, about the same height as this chair. The underneath the toilet, where's the green one?
Green.
Oh, God. Okay. Underneath that, the exhaust of this colon, this board, underneath it, we put a colander, just like the colander you have in the kitchen. You put that down in the toilet. Or if you use a big bucket, down the bottom of the bucket. Now, it'll all fill over with water, and fecal matter will come all over. But your fecal matter, ladies and gentlemen, will go through the holes in that colon. But the material we're trying to get rid of will not go through those holes. So you just drop it down the bottom in the toilet, or the bottom of the bucket. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, costs you about $1.50 or $2. But it's worth $1 million to everybody in this room, each of you, because it's the difference between life and death. We find that human beings die as much from wrong thoughts as anything else. When you put that in there and you take it out when it's all over with, you'll find the fecal matter is not in there at all, but there is something in there which is hardened mucus. And that hardened mucus is what does all the damage, is the beginning of all your troubles of any kind, whether it's arthritis, heart disease, or anything else. That fecal matter, that material that comes out, won't go through the colander. But what doesn't go through the colander is what you want to get rid of. The biggest advantage of this thing is that people will continue using it because they see what comes out, and they won't stop as long as it's coming out. They want to get it out, so they stay on it. That thing, that colander there is greater than any other part of it because you see what comes out, and therefore you want to stay on it until it's all out. You can cut it with a razor, but you can't cut it with a knife. That's the kind of stuff that's in us today from the dead foods we eat. And who made it there? Who put it there? Your own body put it there for your protection. All of this stuff was put in there by your own body for your protection because of the damnable food that you've been eating. The minute you put the wrong kind of dead food or put two kinds of foods in your stomach that fight each other, the minute that happens, a telegram goes from the stomach down to the manufacturer of the white blood cells. And it says, be prepared, the enemy's on the way. By the time the food gets down there, they have manufactured a lot of white blood cells. These white blood cells line your colon in the form of a mucus. They claim it's the food. It isn't the food. Your own white blood cells makes this mucus around there so as to protect your body from assimilating this poison. So you build in your body constantly every day. For example, you should not eat meat and potatoes at the same meal. Now everybody does. You should not have any dairy products at the same meal that you have meat. But everybody does. Now, I say to you this way. I'm not going to try to change your eating habits. It takes all the joy out of life. Go ahead and eat the rotten way, but clean yourself out at least every 2 weeks and give nature a chance to be clean. I never eat any... I don't eat potatoes with my meat. I eat some other vegetable, not a starch. So you don't have that message sent down there. And when you don't create it, then I get out every morning and walk and run. And I have been taking the cleanser every day since we made it, 1951. So it hasn't accumulated on me as much as the others. But even then, if I wait a week or two and go back and put it on there, I can get some of this... material out of there. Nobody but hasn't got it. If any child is 3 years of age, it's in there. And we've got to get it out if you want perfect health.